Welcome to the PlayStation 5 Central Podcast. We give you all the news, leaks, and the... on the PlayStation 5 and its upcoming games. Today, it's a two-man army. Jordan and Dan are back together. Probably the first time in a long time. Joe, I'm thinking 40 episodes since you and me. It was just us two without...
You know, it might have been when I first came on. That would have been the last time that we did a two-man show.
You reckon? Was there one I'm missing?
I don't know. I think because Vike had the two where he was away, maybe two or three episodes where he was unwell. And then I think Vike's been there for all of them. I think you and Vike have done two-man shows, but Vike and I haven't done a two-man show, I don't think.
No, I'm still going strong.
Yeah.
Now, what do they know you as, Jordan?
I believe I'm the trophy hunter, the god of thunder, the platinum king. Is that right?
And the trophy connoisseur.
Oh, the trophy connoisseur. I like that.
You've got three trophy names for some reason.
I like that.
I need to get a little bit more creative.
Yeah.
You've got a bit more going on than just going for trophies. You've got more nicknames than me. I've got one nickname, the greatest YouTuber of all time. Not bad. I mean, it's not a bad nickname, although I'm the one that came up with it, so it's a bit, you know.
It'd be nice if someone else said it first.
Yeah.
Some of the credibility does dip a little bit there.
Yeah, just a little bit. So we've got a bunch of news that Vikarth has kindly provided us. He gave us about 20 news items. I deleted 10 of them. No, thank you, Vikarth, for putting together this.
We appreciate it.
Although he's not listening. As he said, he only listens to the ones he's in.
And he listens to it so quick, he won't be able to understand us anyway.
Yeah. See, he's on two times, isn't he? So if I go like talk like this, it'll be really stuff him up.
If you talk like
that's really going to be trippy. Okay.
You know what we should do? You should get really creative on time. We'll do a really 15-minute episode, really short one, and you talk really quick and I'll talk really slow and then we'll upload it. And then when he listens to it on two times, it'll mess with him.
Oh, far out. All right. First story, we're going to get actually, yeah, we'll go straight into it. Yep. First story, this is in no particular order, okay, for our listeners out there. The first story.
And we can't stress that enough with the first story.
The first story, Square Enix have backtracked on microtransactions. So if you remember when they first announced the game, they had this little showcase and they said, guys, we're happy to announce there'll be no microtransactions, nothing like this. Everyone started cheering. This was when the game was, you know, there was a little bit of hype there. Back in, was it 2019 maybe, 2018? I don't know when this was. Anyway, they've gone back on their word, unfortunately. They have included paid boosts for cosmetic items within the game just recently. And they're just putting more steps backwards, it seems, with this game. You know, they came with a really nice Black Panther DLC that had some decent reception. And then, you know, one step forward, two steps back sort of thing, isn't it, Jordan?
Well, it's pretty bad to begin with, the fact that they've backtracked on their word. Like, that sucks. But what makes it even worse is that, was it March? I think it was in March of this year. Yeah, March in 2021. They decided to make it harder for you to level up. So they made it took longer for you to get to level 50 and like exponentially longer, not just like an hour or two. Like it took quite a bit more to get to level 50. And now they've come up with the microtransactions that allow you to get to level 50 quicker. Like something ain't adding up there. Like clearly, you know, that's wrong and that doesn't look good. Cause like, it doesn't look good to begin with that you've backtracked on your word, but then you've gone and like the fact that it contradicts something that you've already said, it's not a good look at all. You know, not that this game's had much of a good look to begin with, but it's quite unfortunate.
They admitted that it missed expectations. In other words, it was a complete flop.
Yeah. Can I be honest? I personally don't mind, especially because it's not a PvP game. Like, if you want to pay for boosts that get you to level up quicker, like if you want to play, if you want to pay for that in a game that you're only playing against the computer, go nuts. Like, really, you don't have, they're not forcing you to buy those microtransactions. Like, you buy them at your own peril. But the fact that they made it hard for you to level up is, yeah, not right.
So you don't mind that, but what about a game like Warzone where the new meta seems to skew towards that battle pass each and every season?
See, that's different.
And it's the same with Hearthstone as well.
So, yeah, no, I think that's different. I think that's where it's like, because you're playing, especially because it's a PvP environment where, you know, if you've got like a YouTube streamer, for example, or a Twitch streamer, who has all this money to blow, or, you know, even just adults that have this money to blow. And then you've got, you know, like younger teens and kids who don't, like they're already at a disadvantage. And I think that's where, like, you know, those situations happen where kids, you know, steal credit cards of their parents and stuff like that and charge ludicrous amounts of money.
See, I've always had, from all the games I've played, the best implementation was Overwatch of all games, funnily enough, from my memory, that 2016. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, look, they're all bad, let's be honest. All these microtransactions are bad. But the way they did, at least you could earn skins naturally. Yeah. I mean, it still takes a long time, but you could. It felt like there was, you know, something there. And also it was just skins. It wasn't you're getting better weapons or you're getting better.
Yeah. You know. I remember I bought a few for Overwatch and I got to a point where I was like, why am I buying these? Like, I don't, like, it really doesn't matter. The other game that I think did it really well, and it pains me to try and remember what exactly made it so good, but Injustice 2 had a really friendly system for it where you couldn't buy loot boxes. Loot boxes had to be earned in game. You couldn't buy them. So it wasn't like you could, I'm pretty sure this is the case, that you couldn't buy loot boxes. They could only be earned.
So what could you buy?
So you could buy like the currency to buy what you wanted.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's my understanding of the way it works. And it's been years since I've played that game, so I don't remember all the ins and outs. But my understanding was that loot boxes had to be earned. But then when it came to buying like cosmetics and other pieces of gear, you could just buy like, I can't remember what they're called, like mother crystals or something like that. And you could just buy it straight away that way, which I think was like, is super fine because it's like, you can just like,
actually, I remember you could buy XP. You could level up in that game.
Yeah.
By paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
But what does
again, like,
I don't remember.
And like, they're not forcing you to do that. Like, if you want to do that, that's on you. Like, at some point, like, microtransactions are definitely a slippery slope. But at some point, gamers have to take responsibility and be like, I don't have to buy this. Just because it's there doesn't mean I need to be outraged because it's there. If it's not for you, don't buy it.
Far Cry 6 has this, right? Where you can buy the locations to all the roosters, for example, right? With Ubisoft credits. Now, you could just look up a YouTube video of Powerpex and watch him find all 19 of them. Or you could buy and they put them on the map for you so to see where they are.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that style? See, I don't think it hurts. It doesn't hurt anyone, in my opinion.
Again, it's the same thing. It's not a PvP game where, you know, you're putting someone at a disadvantage. Some people mind it. I guarantee you there are people who've never heard of PowerPix. There are people who have never even thought about using
an internet
guide to do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And again, you don't have to do it. It's not something you have to do.
It's just for Ubisoft, it was when it felt like they halted the progression. I think this was Assassin's Creed Odyssey. About midway through, it felt like they halted the progression and you could buy, you could buy like a speed up process.
It was like a 1.5 times boost or two times boost.
Which was interesting because I had a review copy and I already had that from the start implemented in.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit dodgy.
Mm.
And I didn't know.
The other game that was sort of notorious for this and it's sort of the reason I steered clear of the game altogether, which is shocking because I really liked the predecessor, and that was what was it called? Was it War for Mordor? Shadow of War. That's what it was. Shadow of War. I steered clear of that altogether because that had something similar.
Endgame.
Had something similar, and something happened with that game where like something leaked, And it seemed like the developers intentionally like made it slow so that you would want to pay that. And that's another thing altogether where it's like, that's bad. Like you can't be doing that. Because I think it was quite a long game if you didn't do the boost.
What I found now is we've gotten a lot smarter as a community, especially some of these guys, they take it really serious and call them out. And so it's hard to slip these things by now, I feel like.
Especially because, and government started to get involved. And I think companies were like, okay, no. We're all right. We'll back off now. We'll back off.
Yeah.
I think, and especially, you know how there's like a defining moment where these things happen? I think for microtransactions, Battlefront 2 was that moment where from then on...
I agree.
From then on, microtransactions were still present. And they'll be present forever, but there was they'll never be as heinous as they were in that game.
That was the one that always comes to mind for me. They've gone too far. And now as a collective, we've said that's enough. And even the sales took a hit for that game, a Star Wars game, Battlefront. Mm-hmm. You know,
and a Battlefront game
took a hit. Like that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, although FIFA hasn't taken a hit, and onto our next story, I know it's just released last week or the week before, FIFA 2022.
Yep.
They're exploring new ideas for the franchise, for the name, and they, I believe, have copyrighted a new name, Jordan.
So is it EA Sports FC?
EA Sports FC. So they've now owned that name, and it looks like maybe next year they're going to switch. Is that because of the rights agreement with FIFA? The thing is, I don't know if this is a great idea for them. I would just pay FIFA what they want, because there's brand value in that name. When you start changing names, it starts to get confusing. I think it's a really bad idea for them.
I think FIFA is such a good name because depending on what part of the world you're from, soccer or football can be called different things. And so FIFA is so good because it's like, oh, what's FIFA? Everyone knows what FIFA is. There's no confusion around it. Like it's just FIFA everywhere you go. Like no matter what country you're in, it's FIFA. And no one, even if they change the name to EA Sports FC, I guarantee you, no one is going to be like, oh man, I can't wait for EA Sports FC 2023 to come out. They'll still just call it FIFA.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, I'm looking here at the sales data and 35% down box sales from last year, this new one. Do have to take into account the circumstances, and also a lot of people are buying digital now. I don't know about you. Did you buy Deathloop digital?
No, so I've got Deathloop physical. I usually try and go physical because I usually like to then on sell my game when I'm finished with it.
Okay, yeah.
With certain exceptions, but yeah, for the most part, I like to then get rid of the game.
So the 35% sales is box sales. So digital, we don't know the difference, but the game has racked up 9.1 million players in its first week. So, you know, 10 million plus sales you're looking at already.
Yep.
So it's already the best-selling game of the year, pretty much. From memory, I don't know if Call of Duty's done 10 million this year. Maybe. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, maybe it has. But eventually this will take over in a number of weeks. And then maybe Call of Duty in November, we'll overtake that again. It's usually a battle between, you know, typical franchises. But I don't think it's a good idea for them to change the name, personally. And I would say, if I was a betting man, this EA Sports Football Club, whatever it is, I would say maybe that's a game mode or something. I don't know. Maybe they're just, in case things go astray with FIFA, they've got a backup. I don't know, it could be a number of reasons.
Do you think that potentially this is like an offshoot of Ultimate Team? Like, do you?
Yeah, you know what I mean. It could be something like that, where it's just that as a game or something. You know, it could be anything. It could be just a game mode, a battle royale. No.
What if it's like, it could be anything? Does it say exactly what the trademark was for? That it was for a game?
No, it's just the name, I believe. So,
like, because what if it's them like, I don't know. Let's get crazy. What if it's them like making their own real life soccer team?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But anyway.
Yeah. I honestly can't see them changing the name.
If they change the name, I would say they would lose sales a decent chunk, 10%, 20%.
Yeah, I think the brand recognition for initially off anyway. The charts. Yeah, yeah. Also, from what I can gather with Call of Duty sales data, it looks like Black Ops Cold War sold 5.7 million in the first month, but I can't find anything else
other than that. Yeah, so this year it was leading the pack. And so the reason I know Resident Evil is the second best-selling game of the year, and that had around 6 million sales. So it's already beating that. So it's already at least second position, FIFA.
Okay.
If it's got 10 million players. Now, speaking of battle royales, I don't know if you saw this reveal trailer for Ghost Recon Frontline. It's a new Ubisoft.
I didn't look at it.
Ubisoft free-to-play PvP-focused FPS that supports 100 players. It's called Ghost Recon Frontline. Developed by Tom Clancy Hawk's team. And I tell you what, this trailer had a bit of Zach Hemsey, who's a legend. I love him. But besides that, this trailer was a big bust. It's got 80% dislikes last time I checked it.
I did say that apparently the like to dislikes was unreal.
And I don't know why people are so harsh on this. I understand people want a Splinter Cell. Okay, I completely understand that. And maybe that's where the hatred's coming from. But I think people are getting bit up in arms. I understand why they've gone for this. You've got to think about it. This game has been in development for years. You would think this started in 2018 when Blackout came out. They would have seen Blackout or they would have seen one of the Fortnite or whatever it was, and they would have started working on this. And now maybe it's just the timing's bad, but... You know, I looked at it and I said, yeah, that looks all right. I'll play it. I didn't think, wow, I got to avoid this at all costs. They're cashing in this and that. I mean, I thought that of that other game they had, whatever it's called. What's the name of it?
Wildlands? Breakpoint?
No. The other shooter that they've got coming out.
Oh, God. What even is that? Is that a Tom Clancy's one?
I believe it is. This is where the brand
Defiant.
This is the problem I have. They've got too many sort of properties within this Ghost Recon brand.
Or in the Tom Clancy brand.
Tom Clancy brand, right? I don't believe this Tom Clancy brand is that valuable to have all these games within it. It's not a Far Cry, it's not an Assassin's Creed, in my opinion. Like, these games don't sell that well, Jordan.
I think the problem lies that I think there is huge cachet with the name Tom Clancy, but I think Ubisoft just slap it on everything. Like I think that like
it's now derailed it because they slap it on everything.
Yeah. Just because it's a military shooter doesn't mean it should be a Tom Clancy's game.
That's what I feel like every shooter has to have a Tom Clancy name.
Yeah.
It's like, guys,
I might just be ignorant here, but like, what makes The Division a Tom Clancy property?
Yeah,
because from what I understand, he didn't write at The Division, I'm pretty sure Tom Clancy's passed now. He didn't write a story called The Division. It was an original idea. So why is it called Tom Clancy's The Division?
I'll play this game and I'll give it a go, and it might be lackluster. We'll find out when we give it a crack. It is free to play, so again, I don't know why people are so up in arms about it. I guess they don't like the look of the game. It does look very much Call of Duty in a way, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have that sort of generic feel to what we've seen in this footage. But again, you haven't played it. Trailers can be misleading, good or bad. So I'll give it a go. I'm not hyped for it or anything like that. I'm not itching to play this game. But these are just three examples.
I'm just having a look now. I'm just looking at it now. Maybe look now. It looks fine. What's wrong with it? The map looks interesting. I like all the different locations of the map. It looks like nice and bright. That's one thing that like Warzone doesn't really have going for it all that much.
I can hear some French guy in the background.
Oh, can you hear it? I thought I muted it. Sorry, mate.
I can hear it, but they're always Frenchman over there in Ubisoft.
Yeah, they're led by Yves Guillemot.
I found out that Far Cry 6 was primarily shot in Toronto. And as you know, all the characters are supposed to be Cuban, but in actuality, all these actors are Canadian. How interesting is that?
Mm.
You wouldn't know it. No. But anyway, yeah, Ghost Recon Frontline.
It looks fine.
I don't think we got a release date.
But I think this is 2023, wasn't it?
Players in Europe will be able to test the game on October 14th.
So as of recording, that is probably Europe time. So probably Friday, 2 days from now.
I guess that's a beta. That's a beta of some kind. So we should have maybe some impressions very, very shortly.
The headline for this game is Frontline is fine. Like, chill out. Don't look that bad.
Yakuza Like a Dragon sequel was announced and in development. Don't think there's a big surprise there. The developer of Yakuza Judgment are working on a new Yakuza game. I dipped in to Like a Dragon. I thought it was very wacky, crazy, but very fun. Never finished it, though, I have to admit. So, and that's not to the fault of the game. It was sort of came out when the Xbox Series X was first cut. Like, I played it when I got that early. So there were so many games that I sort of didn't finish any of them. I was playing a bit of this, bit of that, bit of this, bit of Dirt, bit of Master Chief Collection, bit of this, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was dipping my toes in everything to get a feel of the console. So yeah, I played that on Series X, but yeah, there is a sequel coming, which I think we would have expected, eh, Jordan?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this really, it is, you know, an embodiment of what this next, what the future of Yakuza games look like, because we can assume that it's going to continue with the turn-based combat style, which, you know, doesn't seem like it hurt the sales that much. And it seems like it was actually pretty well received by fans, especially because they can, if they want like the normal Yakuza style that they could have got, they can go to Judgment for that now. So yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how these two games play off each other, because, you know, Yakuza is one of these games that's quite silly, like you said. It's quite out there. It's wacky. Wacky is the perfect word for it. Like, it's just wacky. And then Judgment's this game that's got some of those weird and wacky elements to it, but is a lot more serious and a lot more mature. So it's going to be interesting to see how these games go in terms of, like, the sales, because I'm assuming, like, Yakuza is going to end up selling more than Judgment anyway, than the Judgment series will. But, yeah, like, good on them. I love that they've tried something different and they've gone... And they've actually stuck to it, and they've gone, you know, this is what this is. If you aren't happy with it, you know, and you don't like this style, head over to Judgment. You know, we think you'll like that more. It's nice that it's a really interesting way to make a new IP, in my opinion, and to like really cultivate it and to make it.
If you were to westernize that, like, it would be Horizon. Let's say Horizon Zero Dawn. Yeah. What would the Judgment version of that game, or the Yakuza? Do you know what I mean? How would you do it in that style of game?
Like, let's imagine that. So like Horizon Forbidden West comes out, and it's like a smash hit success, right? And then they go to do the third one, and they're like, "Well, actually, with the third one, it's not going to be a third person open world adventure. It's actually like action adventure. It's actually going to be a like squad based, turn based combat game."
Yeah.
But we've got a new game coming out, which is called
Horizon 3, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same. Yeah.
Something else. But it is the third person open world action adventure game you're looking for with a more mature tone. Yeah. So that's probably what the parallel is.
Yeah. A bit of a dumb question, but that's I'm glad that you said that so that some listeners can, because I know a lot of listeners of ours don't play these games. Yeah. Grand Theft Auto Trilogy, which we've talked about for weeks and weeks. We've said this is confirmed. Well, now it's finally confirmed, and it's coming soon to consoles and PC. It's also coming to mobile.
Seems like it's this year too, doesn't it?
Some are saying December, but also I heard the first half of next year could be more realistic.
Yeah.
But the really bad news about this is it's removing the PS2 versions of the game from the PS store, which I think is a little bit shady. And they're removing those legacy versions, so you can't play those originals unless you own them.
Yep.
You won't be able to download them ever again, which is, yeah.
Now, were those versions, were they touched up at all, or were they just like straight port, here's a PS2 version of this game?
I think they were straight ports.
Okay.
Pretty much,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, personally, like, I get why some people get upset by things like this, but I'm like, it's been up there for a while. Like, they've been there for a long, long time. And surely these new ways are going to be the way you're going to want to play these games now. Like, if you're that much of a fan of
the... How much are they going to remaster them, you think? Like, what's the difference going to be?
I don't think it's going to be very much.
Neither do I.
People have heard me be quite critical of remasters. I remember I talked at length about my feelings about Mass Effect being remastered, about like, yeah, it might look good, but it's still going to drive like an old car. Like, it's still going to be clunky.
And that was true.
And it seems like it was. Like, I never went back. I never went to play it.
The first Mass Effect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd say that these are going to be the same. They might look a little bit better, but I'd say they're still going to be clunky, still going to be, you know, what they are.
These guys, they just re-released. It's so funny. They're one of the most talented companies, developers, and they just remaster shit and give us stuff we've already had from them. Yeah, it's just so...
Got to give them credit, though. When a game comes out from them, though, it is like, yes, there's glitches.
It's a moment. Yeah, it's a moment. Yeah.
It's exactly right. It's a moment, and... Like, they're usually really vast, expansive games, deep systems.
It's amazing for a YouTuber like me when one of their games release. I mean, the views just...
Oh, I can imagine.
Views just go wild because there's so much to explore. But
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I want more of their own stuff. I wish they'd split up and have two developers and two teams working
personally,
on two big
games. I'd rather them do this than just, like, you know, fart out a game every 2 years. Because, like, it makes it feel more special, like, when a game does come out.
Yeah, the problem is they've done two games in 10 years.
ain't hurting their sales, though, so they're not going to stop.
Yeah, no, exactly. Hey, here's a quick one I just found. IO Interactive report, record-breaking year, driven by Hitman 3. The studio generated $78 million in profit, a 136% increase on the previous year, all thanks to Hitman 3. Really happy for these guys.
That's awesome.
I'm really happy because it's such a good game. And this is going to feed into the James Bond game, which I believe they're going to knock it out of the park, especially with this added revenue.
I'm super excited for James Bond.
They've got a lot more people working on it as well. They've expanded the team. I think they're ready to knock it out.
Yeah, I'm super excited for James Bond. I reckon that's going to be... I wasn't a massive fan of Hitman 3. But I think James Bond, I think that can be quite a good game, especially because there hasn't been a James Bond game since, was it Bloodstone on the PS3?
No, it was Quantum of Solace, I think, on PS3.
Oh, God. Do you know what? I played that game on the
so
Wii.
So did I.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, that was bad.
You know what? I'm hoping that they make it more like an Uncharted style linear game and focus on the action pack sequences.
Yeah, I'll actually be disappointed if it's more like a Hitman game and it's, you know, you sort of drop in and then do
a level and then leave. Yeah.
I want it to be like an Uncharted game where it's linear. I don't mind a little bit of open world, but like where it's mainly linear, you're going through this world, you're telling me the story. And I want the story to be good because personally, I just didn't connect with the Hitman.
The story has to be good. Jordan, I was wrong. Quantum of Solace, there's been a few games since then. Bloodstone, you were close. It was actually 007 Legends in 2012 for PS3 and Xbox 360. Never even heard of that game, 007 Legends. Have you?
Never heard of it. Nope.
Isn't that funny? Such a big brand. It puts out those. They were just movie tie-in games, really, weren't they?
Yeah, James Bond as a like IP in itself is just bizarre because it's weird how, like, talk about a moment. That is a moment when a James Bond comes out.
In January,
at least now anyway.
In January 2012, it was announced that a video game based on Skyfall would be released by Activision. Ultimately, a downloadable level based on Skyfall was released for Activision's 007 Legends, not a full game. There you go.
There we go.
That's the last time we've heard about that series.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. This is awesome. Yeah,
this is awesome for IO Interactive. Such a weird story as well with how they were let go from... Were they Ubi?
Square Enix, yeah.
It's when they were let go from Square Enix, and Square Enix said, you can take Hitman with you. That's fine. Like, have it. And then, like, they just went and they've gone and they've, you know, Hitman 3 was released to, you know, critical acclaim and everything. It's a great story.
Hitman 3 is the best of the three games as well. Mm-hmm. And that's not often that a team can... The third game's the best. When do you see that? Not often.
Usually the second one's the best.
Usually the second one's the best. If we go through the gaming history. Not for everything,
no.
But usually if you put all these sequels together, the third one is barely ever the best.
Usually because the second one is like the climax of the story. And it's like where things get really bad. Like if you think back to Uncharted, like personally, I think Uncharted 2 might be the best out of all of them.
Yep.
Would you believe that
that's 12 years old? 12 years old as of today.
That is insane.
Unbelievable.
Hmm.
Next story. A big PlayStation remake is set to be announced this December, says Irish artist. This is from Stephen Tailby of Push Square. A radio interview with an Irish artist chatting about her career. She said she casually said she was working on a PlayStation game. She was writing music for this remake of a PlayStation game. We're looking at Irish language piece.
Interesting. Yeah, so,
and she reckons it's announced around Christmas. So,
and apparently, so she
Game
came
Awards,
out and said,
like, anyone?
Yeah, and she's come out and said, like, you know, I'm not a gamer, but I've been told that this is like a big deal. Like, this game is big. Like, it will be a big deal when it's announced. That was what she said. So I remember listening to a few podcasts during the week and people were like, oh, well, what, you know, what sort of Irish music are they talking about? Apparently, this draws back to there is an Irish song
in one
of the Metal Gear games.
Oh, no. Vikas picked the worst episode to miss out on.
Yeah. He's talking to the bloke who's talking to one bloke who's just beaten MGS1 and to a guy who's never played an MGS game in me.
I have played 5, but not much. Anyway, no. It makes sense. Jeff Keighley's annual Game Awards is around Christmas as well, and he needs those reveals. So it would make sense that they'd be revealed there.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Mm.
I mean, this sort of confirms this to me. Am I looking too much into it?
It confirms it to me. I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. My mind goes, is this enough to get Konami back in the good books, or have they worked out something where, like, they're partnering with PlayStation to get this done?
That's what I want to see. I want to see who's developing it, who's behind it, and we'll go from there.
But some
people are speculating Xenoblade, by the way, Jordan, as well.
That'd be boring.
Boring for us, but, you know, there'll be some people out there that would like that. But
yeah.
New PS5 firmware update. It's available right now.
So stable.
I haven't noticed any difference. Have you?
No.
Next story. We like to update you with everything, even if it's absolute crap. Oh, shit. Hey, here's an interesting one that we should discuss. PlayStation boss wants a future where Sony games aren't gated from a wider audience. Interesting headline from Jim Ryan.
That's a very interesting headline. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of Jim Ryan personally, from what I've seen so far. I was a big fan of Sean Layden.
Oh, I love Sean Layden. Or what you about agree? Who's the other guy? Jack something.
Oh, Jack Trenton?
Jack Trenton, Big Jackie T.
Oh, yeah, he's my favorite. I take it back. Jack Trenton, man. He's a gun.
Hey, guys.
He's phenomenal. What a legend.
Yeah. To me, Sean Layden was the voice of PlayStation. Like, I think back to, I'm pretty sure the last conference he did was the 2018 conference when it was like God of War, Last of Us, and it was like five games, and that was it that they took, that like they showed. Was that the one? And like it was in like they had like God, like the soundtrack for the games playing, and it like took up the whole stage.
Yeah.
And it like played on the stage. Is that the one I'm thinking of? And that was the last one he did. And then he left with a tweet from Sony saying he left.
Bit anticlimactic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, we have been thinking about how players enjoy our content and have had some early success. Oh, no, sorry. This is the wrong quote. Where's the real quote here? I'd like to see a world where the games that we make at PlayStation can be enjoyed by many, many tens of millions, perhaps hundreds of millions, he admitted. Right now, with the existing console model, a really great PlayStation hit, you're talking 10 to 20 million might be able to play it. If you compare that to music and movies, they could be enjoyed by limitless audiences. I'd love to see a world where hundreds of millions enjoy those games. Wouldn't we all, Ryan? Every developer would love their game to be played by more people. It's just not the world we live in. Even if you had a Netflix model for PlayStation games and anyone could play Returnal, you may see it double. But you're never going to get 50 million people playing Returnal, no matter what you do, if the game's free. It's not happening, Jordan.
No.
There's a lot of gamers that just stick to their style of game. They don't branch out. A game like Returnal or a game like Deathloop are actually very niche. People like us in podcasts talk about them, but general audiences wouldn't even know. Like, I've got plenty of friends. I said, they asked me, what are you playing? I said, Deathloop. What the hell's that? This game's been marketed to the ground in every showcase.
To us, it hasn't seen anything. You know, it's so funny you mentioned that because one of my mates asked me to play Warzone the other day. I was like, I can't, man. There's too many good games to play. I'm playing Deathloop. And he's like, what's Deathloop? I'm like, I was like, just look it up. And he's like, oh, I haven't really seen anything for it. I'm like, what rock have you been living under? Like, it wasn't long ago that we were, it was at the State of Play or the PlayStation Showcase. And we were like, all right, enough of Deathloop. We don't need to see any more. But there are people out there somehow who are like, huh, what's Deathloop? That's why they show it as much as they do.
Exactly right. So, that's my stance on it. Jim Ryan, I'm just not a big fan of what he's done so far. I mean, it doesn't all fall on his shoulders. There's a team around him.
But it's a very weird statement to make, though, when PlayStation for the longest time, or at least the PlayStation 4 era, where they really started to take the lead and the whole crossplay thing really started to jump off. They were very much like, our games are our games. You know, our players are our players. You know, we don't want them playing with Xbox people. We don't want our first party games on other things. Like, we don't want to share. We're PlayStation. We're on our own. We're fine. And the fact now that they're like, oh, you know, we'd love to see more people being able to play. I'm like, well, how do you do that?
And because, you can't compare music or movies, because music is a 3-minute experience for a song. Right?
Yeah.
A movie is 1 to 2, 3 hours. A game is practically 10, 20, 30 hours plus. It's a completely different ball game. A lot of people just don't have time for games. That's the reality of it. That's why a game like Warzone does well, because it's you can play two games. You can play one game, you can play five.
Yeah.
You're in control.
Yeah. And there's still a stigma for sure around video games in general about like, only dorks play that, only nerds do that. Like, aren't they for kids? I'm like, excuse me. You know,
you still get that? Do you still get that?
Yeah, not massively, but yeah, they're definitely still.
It's gotten better over the last 10 years.
You know how you know? You know how you know? I know at work, there are so many people, like so many guys or men, males. I work at a primary school, so it's predominantly female staff, but there are definitely males out there. And I'm like, there's things that they've said in like conversations. I'm like, you have a PlayStation. Like, I know you do, but you're not making it known that, because there's still a stigma around it.
It's gotten a lot better because I remember, you know, growing up 14, 15, at that time, it was starting to hit mainstream with games like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And Minecraft. And
COD was the first one because it was like, oh, you're playing COD? Everyone knows what COD is. You got COD? Like, that was a thing. And it's just like the pop culture revolution we've been living in where, you know, all these things that would be deemed, you know, nerdy or not cool now are cool because it's like they're mainstream now.
Yeah, I would like, say COD's mainstream.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine if you told, like, people in the 70s reading, you know, Spider-Man and Iron Man and Captain America and all that, you know, we'd have this 10-plus year spanning movie universe and it would be one of the most popular things on the planet.
Yeah, I believe they've done $9 billion Marvel in their box office in the last 10 years.
And isn't is it Endgame or Infinity War that's number one now for highest grossing?
It's that or Avatar. It's, you know,
didn't Avatar do a re-release again?
Yeah, so they may be ahead. I'm not sure. I haven't checked.
I think that like Endgame and Infinity War are definitely in the top five now, though.
Yeah. But anyway, moving on. Now, here's the quote I was reading earlier. It's about Sony hiring a former lead of Apple Arcade. So they're hiring one of Apple's lead players for their gaming side of things for PlayStation Mobile. And the quote was, "We have been thinking about how players enjoy our content and have had some early success with experimenting with mobile games and apps to provide more choice to gamers. More specifically, he points out the PlayStation roster of first-party IP can transition to smartphone gaming and complement our AAA games." Interesting. For me, this is completely different what I'm thinking, but I don't know if you ever played any of the, what was the name of it? Was it Smart Link?
Oh, yeah. Like games, we had to use your phone. Yeah.
You had to use your phone. Was there a name for it? I'm just trying to remember it.
Playlink.
There you go.
Yes.
Playlink never took off. I was its biggest advocate because I'd have the boys over or whatever and have people over and it was a good sort of little time. You know, eight people can get their phones out and do a quiz or whatever. Like it was fun to be had there, but I guess it just never took off, did it? Any of those games. I think there was Hidden Agenda as well. I liked that game. Fun little experience. Never took off.
I just think Jackbox games, they're the only ones I think of.
Jackbox, yeah. I guess you could say that took off to a degree, but...
Mm.
Yeah,
a bit of a flash in the pan, though.
They're looking at this for their AAA titles, like Horizon, Days Gone, etc. So, again, I don't know. You've got this cloud gaming thing where you can play on your phone on Xbox and that. But it's just like I always say this: it's the same for VR. It's the same argument. I don't want to change the way I play games
unless it's making it better.
Unless it's making it better. This is a stripped down version. I don't want to play my game on my phone really ever. Yeah. Maybe there's people that do.
No, I'm in the same boat as you. I'm someone who just does not understand the purpose of cloud gaming. Let me backtrack. I understand the purpose, but I think the purpose is completely overstated and I don't feel like it's a market that necessarily needs to be tapped. Because I'm like, why would I want to play The Last of Us Part 2 on my phone?
Why? And look, think of it this way, right? If I was halfway through The Last of Us Part 2, I'd be playing it here in my gaming room, right? And then I had to take a bus somewhere, right, or something for an hour, and I could play it on my phone on the bus. I wouldn't do that. I would wait till I got home to play the game, even if I could play it on my phone.
Yeah, and the arguments and like, you know, maybe you don't do that, but what about other games? I'm like, what am I going to play? Fall Guys on my phone? Like, what else am I going to play?
Yeah, like, yeah, I guess I just so. Don't, yeah, I mean.
I know that there are people who, you know,
people are addicted to Fortnite, you know.
They are. But like, you can play Fortnite on your phone. Like, you don't need to, you don't need a cloud thing to do that. There's a phone version of Fortnite. I just don't, I just think this whole thing is completely like, yeah, you can do it. Cool. You can stream.
It's what I said about, remember I mentioned this YouTuber was on a holiday and he brung the controller with his phone.
Yeah.
And behind him was this beautiful scenery, a pool in front of him and his flank. Yeah. That's what I think of. I still think of that scenario where just get out and enjoy the world. You can go back and play your games at home later. Mm. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah. I just,
that's my,
I would love for someone to come to me and be like, this is exactly why I want / need cloud gaming. Just so I can see a use case. Cause all I see is people being like, oh yeah, you know, it works. You know, I tried to stream it and it worked. I'm like, that's cool. But like, did you need it to be streamed? Like, these people go to gaming shows and they try out cloud gaming and it's like, there's a PC that you could have played it on right next to you.
Like, can I ask you, Jordan, like if you're at work, and it's your lunch break, and you let's say you had access to Horizon Forbidden West on your phone, whatever, would you want to play that on your lunch break?
Not even a chance.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Not even, and like, you know, take a game like Horizon out of it, because I think we're basing this so much on like,
I don't know, anything, any game. It doesn't matter what the game is. Deathloop, Minecraft, Fortnite.
I cannot imagine there being a time where I'm like, oh, God. Like being away from home and being like, oh, I really wish I had my PlayStation right now. Like even the most mundane of tasks, like waiting in line going on a train ride. I'm like, I don't need to be playing something right now.
Now, like, we might look, the success of Switch is an argument against us where it's so successful, but I would say that's built in with the Japanese culture. The Asian culture is different to us down here or the States, is what I would say.
But like, a lot of them are taking public transport and they are like finding 5 minutes to play something.
Well, they play handheld games even when they're home as well. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's how they play it.
Mm.
So there's no difference to them. But
Even in like, even American games media, I remember I got not frustrated, but like, I got a little bit annoyed with the narrative around the Switch, because they're like, oh, you know, I just love it so much. Like, you know, I chuck it in my bag when I'm about to hop on a plane and whatnot. I'm like, like, are you saying that because it's just a bigger version of a phone and like you can play that? Like, is that really why? Like, is someone at home who doesn't travel really going to appreciate it? Like, I don't think I'd appreciate cloud streaming, because I'm always like, I don't catch planes or trains or buses anywhere regularly.
I've never understood this cloud streaming, and there's never even been hype around it either.
Hmm.
And they keep pushing this narrative, but it's like, no one's asking for this. People are asking for better games, if anything, like more unique, fully fledged games.
Yeah. The only only situation that comes to mind where I'm like, maybe I'd try cloud gaming is when for example, this is an example. When that Indiana Jones games comes out on Xbox, because I don't have an Xbox, I have no intention of getting an Xbox. But if they make it so that you can like use an internet browser or, you know, whatever way it is that you can play that game on and stream it, that'd be the only situation I can think of where I'd be like, yeah, thank God for cloud gaming. Other than that, can't think of one.
Yeah.
And again, that's just our lives. We're just talking about it from the point of our lives.
I'm trying to take different perspectives. And I just, maybe it's just us.
We'll
put it out to the listeners. If you guys, any of you guys agree, disagree, let us know on Instagram. Yeah,
if you're excited for cloud gaming, why? Give us the perfect situation where you would be taking advantage of your cloud gaming.
Let us know your thoughts on our Instagram, PS5 Central Podcast, or Twitter, PS5 Central Podcast, or my Twitter, Dan Allen Gaming.
Yeah.
Now, last one here. Games coming out this week. We've got Back 4 Blood, which is out now.
Yeah, which is getting like okay reviews. Seems like it's pretty fun.
Has a 79 Metacritic on PS5. Yeah. We have Metroid Dread that came out recently. It's not PlayStation. NHL for our hockey fans. Yep. That's coming out in a couple of days. And
oh, now, Dan, quickly, just on the NHL thing, just for a second. Is this or is this not at least in the top three all time of sports team names? So the NHL just got a new team, a 32nd team. Their name is the Seattle Kraken.
That's Tell fantastic. Me,
is that not I'd in the be, top three all time?
I don't care where I'm from in Canada. I'd be going for them. I'd be switching teams.
Yeah. Tell me, that's a fantastic team name.
Just tell me, Kraken. Like, just tell me, is their head coach called Phil? Phil McCracken. Oh, that reminds me, man. We played a... I know we talk a lot about Call of Duty on this, don't we? We probably shouldn't give them that much airtime. You know, back in the day how there was those lobbies, man, where you just went off and some very toxic things were said?
Yeah.
In Modern Warfare lobbies and that.
Hmm.
We played a game of Warzone, and these guys, we both got killed by hackers. Again, yep. Those hackers are back. So this team came third, we came second, and we were having a go. And they ended up joining our lobby, and it was just complete chaos for 20 minutes, back and forth.
Oh, no.
Fighting and, you know, just the stupidest shit was said. It's just like...
It just takes you back.
I remember. It took me back. It was so ridiculous. It was so 13-year-old.
Yeah, I vividly remember one night we were on Black Ops 1, and then like this was the best. This is when I look back on my time at playing COD, and I'm like, this is why I loved it so much. And you'd come against, like, you'd be sitting in the party, and there'd be like six of us, and we'd be sitting there, and you're waiting for the lobby to populate, and then you'd get that jump on your screen, and it'd jump you into a lobby with another six-man party, and then you'd just hear a chorus of, oh!
Look at these blokes, hey?
Yeah. Or what's that? Oh, are you FaZe? Are you guys FaZe? Oh, guys, we're playing against FaZe. Yeah, oh, FaZe Olympus. What are you doing, man? That's legit what it'd be like. It's the best. Like, oh, man. Takes me back.
Yeah, it's unfortunately a lost art because of Discord and PlayStation parties and...
You know. Yeah, yeah.
But
wow, what a time,
man.
I miss Black Ops 1. Black Ops 1 was just the best.
Now, Crisis Remastered Trilogy is also coming out, which has flown under the radar. I didn't know it was a thing. Phenomenal trilogy. I love all three games.
I had no idea that was a thing.
No, this is what I mean. It's really flown under the radar. Idea.
I'm someone who likes to think they're pretty in tune with what's happening. I had no clue. Because was it number three or number one that got a remake recently or a remaster recently?
Yeah, it's a weird rollout as well. They released one for a remake, but two and three are now included. So as a trilogy, which I thought they should have just done from the start.
Hmm. How much is it, if you don't mind me asking? It looks like it's digital only too.
I think it's just normal price, Jordan, but you are getting three games out of that.
So like, assuming on the store like $99 or something?
JB Hi-Fi have it at $70.
Okay. Definitely Australian. Not something I'll put. Australian. It's not something I'll... Yeah, Australian money. It's not something I'll put $79 redos. It's not something I'll put on the top of the pile just yet, but it's definitely something I'll keep my eye on.
You've never played them, Jordan, please.
I've never played them.
Now's your time.
I remember when Crysis 3 came out because you came and stayed at my house, and I think we would have played COD or something, but you had just gotten Crysis 3. And I think you were making videos for it.
Oh,
I think you
really?
I'm pretty sure you were making videos for Crysis 3.
Wow.
I'll have a look on my phone while we're sitting here, but I'm pretty sure you were.
Yeah, I'm going to be making videos for this one. I've got it at the moment. It's really fun. I love going back to them. And as you know, I'm a big fan of Hans Zimmer, and he's got a soundtrack in 2 and then 3. Uses that as it's just great series. I really hope there's a new one. Really, really hope there's a new one.
Mm-hmm. Do you reckon would it be a reimagining or a sequel to these ones, or what do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon they're going to revamp the series completely. I wouldn't say it's called Crisis 4. It might be Crisis, just Crisis or something. You know how they're redoing, using the same names. It's a bit confusing, but I feel like they'll do that over 4, but we'll see. We'll see. Maybe they're just testing the grounds to see how many people want it. All right. DC Fandom is also coming up in a couple of days, Jordan. I just wanted to get your quick, what do you think we're going to see here? Because it's been announced that the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, is that what the name of the title, is going to be there?
Kill Super, isn't it Kill Superman?
No. Really? No, Suicide Squad game. I believe it's Kill the Justice. Yeah, Kill the Justice League.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is too. Yeah.
So we're going to see that game. And we are also going to be seeing Gotham Knights. And also, people believe Hogwarts Legacy might show up. That's a pretty stacked showing.
One. That would, if Hogwarts is showing, that'd be what I'm most hyped for. I just have no expectations or hype for either of the Suicide Squad or Gotham Knights games.
Did you play Arkham Knight?
Yeah.
Did you beat it?
Yeah. It's not what I wanted from Rocksteady. I don't know. So which one's Rocksteady doing?
Suicide Squad, yeah.
It's just not what I wanted. I don't know.
No, I feel like Suicide Squad's, this game would have been good maybe 4 years ago.
Hmm.
We've had two movies now and it's been done. And yeah, both movies for me weren't that great. Just a personal opinion.
Yeah. The first movie I watched and came out of the cinemas and I was like, I didn't mind that. And then
I was the same. I thought it was the same.
And then I rewatched it and I was like, this is
it's not possibly one of the worst
things I've ever watched.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's up there. It's up there. It starts off fine.
But I also don't like the new one and people bag me out for that. But I just didn't resonate with it. I just didn't find it funny. And
I haven't watched the new
one. And I'm a DC fan. You know, I'm the one that's, you know, goes out to bat for them.
Mm. I didn't like Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey either.
Oh, I didn't like that either. So this is what I'm saying.
Brianna and I watched it and we went into it. Yeah, we went into it and people were so positive. And then we finished and we were like, did we miss something? Like what was good about that?
Yeah. Vike agrees. It's funny. I liked BVS, but we're not going to go into this. I'm expecting gameplay, more gameplay from Gotham Knights, really in-depth look. For Suicide Squad, I'd really love to see gameplay. I really am hoping we see gameplay, but I'm not 100% sure we will.
I'd love to see gameplay so that I want to be hyped. Like, I'm someone who gets excited by games and I love games and like I'm always thinking about it and I want to be excited about things.
Mm.
But I just don't feel like I've been given any reason to feel excited about this. I just don't. None of it is speaking to me about either of those games. I'm just like, whatever.
So next week we will have our thoughts on DC Fandom and what is shown there.
Yep.
As well as the news. And I guess Vike's been playing Far Cry 6, so I'm very interested to hear his thoughts on that game. He's been sending He's been sending updates. So it's entertaining. Yeah. He'll have an entertaining perspective.
Yeah.
I'm now 40 hours into the game and
wow.
Yeah.
How's the plat looking? Vike's not here. We can talk trophies. How's the plat looking?
The plat's easy, man. The plat's easy. I'm pretty close now. It's just miscellaneous.
You reckon you could have got it quicker if you weren't like, obviously you're doing things for the channel. So
I would have already had it. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy. It's a breeze, man. Trophies. There's nothing hard. So, but you're not going to play it, man. You're not going
to
play it.
So, well, I think I will play it. It just doesn't scream to me. Doesn't seem like a game that I need to play right this second. You know, when a game comes out and it's like, you have to play it now.
You really don't.
Yeah. If it was something revolutionary and it was really changing it up, maybe I would. But like, I think I know what to expect having looked at reviews and hearing you guys talk about it. It's like, I think I will play it. But it's not something I'm going to jump to right now.
You don't need to jump straight away, but I do recommend picking it up eventually, personally. Yep. And I would say it's the best one in years.
Yeah, it might be a Christmas holiday pickup.
I would say it's, for me, it goes Blood Dragon and then this game and then Far Cry 3. Would you believe that? I have this wow, over
that's,
3.
That's good. That makes me want to play it. That makes me want to play it.
Yeah, I have this over 3. But I would really recommend this game if you've never played a Far Cry. If you've never played a Far Cry, this is a fantastic game for you.
Mm.
You don't know the formula, so this is perfect.
And I think that's why I love Fallout 4 that much, but Fallout players don't love Fallout 4 that much.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because Fallout 4 was my first one. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
you're not the only one that says that. You're not the only one. Yeah,
a lot of existing Fallout players still liked Fallout 4, but were like, oh, it's more Fallout 3.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So before we go, Jordan, I want a couple of predictions from you. So firstly, I want your Gotham Knights Metacritic prediction.
All right. Yep.
You haven't even, the game is barely shown. So this is quite tough.
All right. So can I put a score down? But when we chat to Vike next, I'm able to change it once because it'll be after fandom.
Okay.
So at the moment for Gotham Knights, I am thinking, no faith. Like, I'm the opposite of George Michael. I don't got no faith. I reckon 73. I reckon 73.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to go 81. Now, release date for Gotham Knights. It will probably be released. They'll probably show the release date at DC Fandom for Gotham Knights. Hence why we're doing this. So what do you think the release date is?
I reckon it could be given a May release date, but delayed.
May release date, but then delayed when we get closer.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say June. Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful. And our last segment that we've added in, we still haven't got a name, but it's called, we've got a little jingle, don't we, Jordan? We're going to make it up right now. Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. It's our faves, faves. It's our fave, red things.
We're at a rave. We're at a rave.
Rave.
We talk about our favorite things. We're in a cave at a rave for our favorite things.
This song is lame. Song is lame. It's our favorite things. Okay. Our favorite DC.
Spotify, hit us up.
Favorite DC game and movie. Jordan, start us off.
Favorite DC game. Injustice 2. Favorite DC movie. It's not even a question. The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm. Yep. For not me, Dark Knight, favorite DC movie. DC game, Arkham City for me.
I was watching a video during the week about the Arkham games, and man, I desperately need to replay them. It has been years. Arkham Asylum was one of the first games I played on my PS3, and I've never gone back. I desperately need to go back and play those two.
You have played them. Or not.
Yeah, I've played them. Yeah, no, I've
you just
them.
Don't remember them. Yeah,
I remember bits and pieces of them, but
it's been a while.
I was at a stage that, like, when I played, especially Asylum, I was at a stage where, like, I was I wouldn't say getting back into gaming, but I was becoming more in love with it, and I was like, started to head down the path of, like, you know, really paying attention to trailers and the news and that sort of thing. So, you know, it was from a very casual gamer point of view. So there would have been heaps of things that I missed. So, yeah, I'd love to go back and play it and see how it rates now. And same as City. City was fantastic.
Yeah. All right, Jordan, I hope you have a fantastic week. Are you going to watch DC mate. Live or are you going to watch the replay?
Or what day is it? Is it Friday?
It could be either Sunday or Monday. Not 100% sure.
It'll sort of depend. I'll see what I'm doing.
Because you also got the new Batman movie trailer and other things.
Yeah, that I'm excited about. Yeah, and there'll be some cool comic book news in there as
maybe
well.
Maybe Aquaman 2, Flash movie. Yeah. There's a fair bit there.
Mm. I'd be very interested to see the Flash movie stuff.
Yeah.
That would interest me very much.
All right. Well, you have a great week, mate. And everyone you listening, too, you have a great week. And make sure you check out all my Far Cry videos as well.
Yeah.
And
there's a Far Cry from all the other stuff you'll see on the internet. Hey.
Good one, Jordan. And I highly recommend Crisis Remastered. Anyway, thanks as always, guys. And we'll see you
later. I'm doing well.